This is Matt Long with your weekly update on the happenings in our state capital. Our Texas legislature meets once every 2 years for 140 days. The 89th legislative session began on Tuesday, January 14th, and will conclude on Monday, June 2nd. These updates will be biased. My work at the Capitol is to promote conservative principles. I will freely criticize bills and legislative behavior that goes against the founding principles of these United States. Week 3 of the 89th Texas Legislature took two paths, one too quick and one too slow. Let's start with the House. Too slow. 5 p.m. Tuesday, the 28th, was the deadline for House members to turn in their committee requests. There are 42 committees and subcommittees. With 150 members in the House, this is a big job to get them all assigned. However, the incumbents are usually placed on the same committees as the previous session. There are 32 newly elected representatives, and all of them need to be assigned committees. This process in past sessions has been accused of being slow walked. No work can begin in the House until committees are created. Will they slow walk the process this year? Well, that is yet to be seen. One other important process in the House took place this week. The second set of House rules that speaks to salaries, among other items, was deemed by Speaker Burroughs to not need a vote, even though there were significant changes. So the changes made to this set of rules were just waved through without a vote. More betrayal, similar to weeks 1 and 2. Over in the Senate, the Finance Committee was meeting for hours on end to work on the proposed budget. Everyone that wants a slice of your taxes distributed by this committee lined up, holding out their hats to give testimony. These committees will continue to meet through week 4, starting February the 2nd. On Tuesday the 28th, the Senate Education Committee met for about 8 hours to take up Senate Bill 2 relating to the establishment of an education savings account program, more commonly known as the School Choice Bill. Invited testimony was taken first, as is the norm, and citizen testimony followed. A vote was taken, and Senate Bill 2 passed the committee with a 9-2 vote. It will now go to the Senate floor on Tuesday, February 4th, where amendments may or may not be added. Many of my conservative, liberty-minded friends, me included, agree that there are too many problems with this bill, and hope that amendments will be added to correct these issues. One of the issues is that the budget set aside for this bill will only allow about 80,000 of over 3 million students in Texas to take advantage of this so-called universal school choice bill. It is true that it is universal in that anyone can apply, however, only a few will ultimately be selected to receive an education savings account or a choice to go to another school. If school choice is your issue, then now is the time to reach out to your representative and have your voice heard.